Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Dorset Theater Festival opens its 40th anniversary season with the world premiere of Teresa Rebeck's Downstairs. Under the direction of resident director Adrian Campbell-Holt, that opens Thursday and runs through July 8th. Teresa Rebeck joins us. She's a widely produced playwright throughout the United States and abroad. She is the screenwriter and director of the upcoming film Trouble, starring Angelica Houston, Bill Pullman, and David Morse. Also here, Adrian Campbell-Holt, associate director of the Tony Award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen, and was also the assistant director of Dead Accounts. I began with Teresa Rebeck and talking about how she came to write a play for Tim and Tyne Daly.
You know, I've done it a few times. I don't do it a lot anymore, where I have the actors in my head as I write something. You know, when Tim had mentioned that he and Tyne thought it might be a good idea if I wrote a play for them, I did sort of lie around a lot and think, well, that's such a crazy, wonderful invitation, but what would that play be? It was sort of, there was nothing in place. And then at some point I thought, what if he went and slept on the couch in her basement? Because we have a basement in our little guest house across the street from where we live up here. And I had been thinking that it would be a fun place to do theater. So I had this kind of crazy idea that I would just write it for our basement and then maybe we'd do it across the street. There was never anything practical about that idea. It just like sort of popped into my head. And then one thing led to another, as it does when you're lucky.
So as far as the story you are looking to tell here about the three people, the husband, the wife, and the brother, tell us a little bit, just a sketch of that story and what you're ultimately looking to, for you to write, to explore, but also for us as the audience.
Teddy comes home and stays on his sister's couch for a few days. And you find out that he's in kind of a crisis. And then the longer that he stays, it becomes clear that her life is in a crisis as well. So that there's something about the love that is there between them and the strength of their connection to each other that draws them to a stronger place. Ultimately, but also it's an enormously complicated psychological journey, how they help each other. And it's funny. It's great to watch them act. There's deep love in the play, and there's deep love between Tim and Tyne. I think that was something that, you know, I didn't know them well as siblings. I knew them both separately. Tyne very little, except for her work, of course, which is mighty. But I guess when I was talking to Tim, there was always so clearly so much love between them and admiration that I was attracted to writing about that. I guess what I hope that people take from it is a very human journey of redemption and love.
Adrian, what has it been like for you to direct this and see it all unfold?
It's such an honor to work with Teresa and to get to do a world premiere that she wrote for these actors and really taking advantage of the fact of their sibling dynamic and their desire to work on something so meaty together. And, you know, Tim has said a few times Tyne is staying at Tim's house while we're rehearsing up here. And because they have about 10 years or so age difference between them, he feels like he's still getting to know her. They've lived a long life already, but that's such a wonderful thing, and that's very true of these characters as well. I think there's an age difference between the siblings, and you just continue to get to know even your own brother or sister your whole life, and that's happening. I've worked with Tim for 7 years on and off, and it's been wonderful to see him dig into this role and to get to see, you know, any times in the rehearsal room with Teresa is just amazing.
I want the two perspectives, but I'll start with yours, Adrian, of having the playwright in the room, of what the pluses and if there are minuses, what those are.
All of this comes from Teresa's head, so when you have a question, you just turn to Teresa and ask her. And it's great because I think on a new play process, it's fun for me to have my point of view and Teresa to go away and come back and, you know, bring her point of view. And then together we build something and it integrates Tynes and Tim's and John Procaccino's point of view and the designers. And that's really the magic of theater, that we're building, we're collaborating and building something that's more than the sum of its parts. And I don't think there's any drawbacks to having her in the room.
What do you enjoy about being in that room and watching it unfold?
It is interesting when you're a playwright, you actually do start with nothing. You know, there's just nothing there. And then sort of ideas pop into your head, and then you start to write them down, and then they become kind of two-dimensional. You know, all of a sudden there's a script in front of you, and you can get your printer to print it out, and then get your friends or somebody to read it to you. It kind of, and then the next thing you know, you're like in a, not the next thing, but, you know, eventually you end up in a rehearsal hall, and everything is sort of 3D, and then it gets even, like, bigger. And so there's something slightly hallucinatory, in fact, about the fact that you start out with absolutely nothing, and then if things go the right way, then all of a sudden there's like something, and even bizarrely, you know, you think, I made this all up, and yet here it is. So being in the rehearsal hall is like a huge step in that that strange journey. And then when it's Tynes and Tim Daly, and that's who you wrote it for, I don't know. There's something really extraordinary. I'm not going to lie and or downplay that. It's sort of like a miracle. Mm. So it's not anything you want to miss.
Adrian, you're up here. You're working on the show. Then you go down to the Tonys, and you're part of the Dear Evan Hansen family. And that show just has an amazing night and just an amazing run. What has that been like of even trying to put that aside and get back to regular work?
It was a very full day off from this show. That's something that it's all, you know, this is my first time kind of working on a big Broadway show that's been so, you know, a big Broadway musical. It's my very first time. And with that show, it's been wonderful to see the response grow and sort of more and more people find out about it and fall in love with it. And I mean, that's the best thing about those kinds of awards, is just more people learn about the show that you've cared about for years. And, you know, that show opened December 4th. So it's sort of like, mostly it just runs and I don't think about it so much, but it was wonderful to sort of have people reaching out from all parts of my life that sort of were aware of that. In the theater, sometimes we in the theater industry, in the community, we are so, you know, we can become so kind of insular and be so aware of all the things that other theater people are doing and all of that. But it's interesting when, because something's on TV, the whole rest of the world cares suddenly. and it should be like that more. I mean, but I think when we all, you know, it was wonderful to come together, and many of the creative team members, we don't see each other that often, and to talk about what we're excited about right now. And so I got to tell them about this, and they were all sort of blown away that this is what I'm working on. So, you know, it's fun to sort of dance between these two projects right now.
Teresa, what's next for you?
What is next for me? Adrian and I are, we're working on a production for at the Women's Project in the fall, of my play, What We're Up Against. And I'm going to London to start work on a play that I wrote called Seared. It's about a chef in a kitchen. So that's going to take me, both of those will take me into the fall. And also, I just opened my feature at the Seattle Film Festival. So we're with starring Angelica Houston and Bill Pullman and David Morse. And that's going to be released later in the year. So that's all of those things are what I'm working on.
Downstairs runs for 16 performances between this Thursday and July 8th. DorsetTheaterFestival.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.